Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and my guest is going to be coming on a little bit later. Today, we're going to be talking about how to monetize your passion, yes. And Rich Germain is going to be my guest. Rich is not able to be at the phone right now. We just got through talking to him, so we'll be bringing him on about a quarter past. So in the interim, I'm going to be sharing some odds and ends of things with you, but I did want to let you know that he is going to be on. So if you've tuned in and you said, oh, gee, Donna, how come you're not starting off with your guest right away? That is the reason why. So stay with us, because you are going to find that we will have that conversation. And so many of us are doing things that we don't like, and by golly, why not do something that you do like, that you really, really love? I was listening to a commentary on speaking by a woman by the name of Susan. This has been her passion and her career for a number of years, and she teaches other people how to be successful at this. And she got a call one day from someone who wanted to be a speaker because he said, gee, I can make a lot of money as a speaker. And she asked this person, what is your passion? What is it that you're an expert on? What do you do? She was asking her questions like this. And the woman replied, well, I'm not really an expert on anything, but I just know that if you're a speaker, you can make very good money. And Susan said to this woman, you need to understand something. If you really don't have a passion about something that you're truly involved with, if you don't have the experience, you could go with a script, but you're not going to come across as being viable because you cannot be who you are not. And so it's fascinating. How many times have we encountered people who can talk a good line, but they can't walk the walk of knowledge and experience? We'll listen and we're just going, wow. And then when you start to ask them questions, what has been your experience? What have you done? You'll find that there's sort of like, what do I want to say, a waffling willy, and you go, gee whiz, they just don't seem to know very much. And you're sort of left with an empty feeling. Well, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, you want to be sure that you take time to investigate yourself and ask yourself, what do you really love? I mean, I know of someone in my family who was so skilled at working with her hands, so skilled. They could have been a carpenter, a plumber, anything. Yet they had such a low level of self-esteem, they never, ever explored those venues because the parents had said, oh, this just isn't dignified, or this isn't where you're going to make money. Excuse me? Do you know how much money a plumber makes an hour? Are you kidding? Sheesh, it's a good job. There is no shame in any job. I've known people who have loved being a handyman in their local neighborhood. They're so busy, they hardly have any time to take off. They set their standards. They love doing it. There are other people that like to fix cakes and decorate them with bonbons or flowers or whatever comes into their imagination. It's all in what you love to do. And that's what you have to look at. It took me years to understand that you've got to love what you do. And lots of times things come so easily to you, you don't even give it a second thought. That's where it is really an advantage. If you can take the time to do some aptitude testing at a local college. You can do it online, too, if you want. And then talk to people that you really love and respect and ask them what they see as your strong points, and it might surprise you. I've got a friend who is so good at problem solving, you can dump this gal into the middle of a hornet's nest, and holy Moses, can she turn things around. We made a terrific team when we were working on projects together. I had nothing but deep respect for her. Do you know what? She doesn't appreciate that skill. Finally, after many years, she acknowledges one of the things she absolutely loves to do is get a mess and have to straighten it out. And there's so many of us that can't stand to do that. When you really understand your strengths and you examine those strengths, and don't put yourself down because you're not maybe a great public speaker or maybe you can't drive the Indy 500. Who cares? You may have a way with kids or with the elderly, or maybe you've got an artist spirit. There are so many things that are needed in this world, and that's what I feel really need to focus on. Someone once said the most valuable gift you can give another human being is a good example. Be the best you can be. I know of someone that absolutely loved to work with animals and finally ended up doing dog sitting for people. Now, if you tried to talk to this person 5 years ago, they wouldn't have even considered it. Like, oh, you've got to be kidding. Now, because of friends, it's a gee whiz, you love my dogs and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. This person's making an income that they didn't even think was available to them. I know we have tough times right now. But tough times have always existed. I don't care what generation you are in. It is a part of life. So what are you going to do with it? How are you going to handle it? What do you see as strengths for yourself that can enable you to put yourself where you really want to be? You don't have to want to become a millionaire. When I talk about these things or I share insights with guests that have become a part of the show, it's okay. Remember, you've got to do things in your own way. You may be a wonderful asset to someone that has a company. They need your strengths. You might be good as an entrepreneur. It's all up to you. And that is what I think is so significant. There was a gentleman, Armand Hammer. Ah, yes. Have you ever heard of those products? Try the baking soda that you might have in your refrigerator or that you might use for cleaning. Well, he was very much involved in humanitarian efforts, and when he passed away, there was someone who wrote that he had become a prominent and greatly loved figure in his area, and it was a joy to be able to ride with him whenever he was doing things, because he was just one of these people. Now, what's interesting is that he said his father was a doctor, and he said his father was the example for him. He said, my father had become a prominent person, patients at the doors, just loved to see him. He would do house calls, remember? I don't know if you ever experienced those, but they did exist at one time. So Mr. Hammer, the father of Armand Hammer, he said, my dad was just an amazing man. His patients just loved him. And he said, my dad could have been really, really wealthy. But he understood people. He knew lots of times things were really, really tough. He said he could have really been one of those nasty doctors and hounded people, but he didn't. And he said, my dad often gave money away. But you know what? I remember as a kid seeing in his office drawers full of unpaid bills for which he refused to demand payment because he knew what his patients were going through. And he said, as I was growing up, I would hear stories about my dad from patients, and after he died, I heard stories about him from patients where he left money behind to pay for the prescriptions he had written when he visited people who were too poor to eat, much less be able to pay a doctor. Armand Hammer was a man who ended up becoming very, very wealthy, but his standards and his ethics really were pretty much put in place because of the example that his father gave him. And I think that all of us need to look at those people that are so meaningful to us, people that have set an example, whether it's been a personage that maybe you've never met, but someone that inspires you. We need to remember to put ourselves in association with people that do exactly that, that have the standards, the ethics, the attitudes, and walk the walk of example that sometimes we need to be able to see, because life can make us very discouraged. So I wanted to share that with you, since our guest was going to be a little bit late today. I have been hearing a number of stories from different people who have such a challenge in life, and they've reached that point of desperation. Have you ever been there? I have. I can remember sitting in the middle of a living room floor and just crying and rocking like an insane person. If somebody had seen me, they would have probably sent me off to a sanitarium, whatever they call them. I mean, a loony bin. It's just amazing. We all have those moments. But you know, those dark nights of the soul are there for a reason. And often they're there because it's necessary for us to realize we've got to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. Life is not a hopeless experience. Often what it is, we've reached a point where we just have sort of gone blank or numb. So if you feel that way, hey, you don't need to stay there. Remember, it's just a moment, and that moment is going to pass. Watch nature. She'll send storms your way, and they can be doozies. Look at the East Coast, what they're going through. But is it going to stay that way? Mm-mm. No, it's not. Those storms pass. So it's how we take our resources that we have at hand and take the stuff that we're made of and put it all together in the same pot and realize that we can make changes in our lives. And that's what we're going to be talking about when my guest comes on the air with us. And he's going to be with us in just a few minutes. And I wanted to let you know that when he does come on, we're going to be going through until a quarter to the hour. So you'll be able to hear all of his wonderful comments and his suggestions. Now, one of the things that I came across in doing my reading and preparation for the show, which I do every day, there was a question by someone asking, is radio dying out? What do you think? I know it's not. They had predicted that a good 10, 15 years ago, and that's not the case. They said, computer games and Facebook have siphoned off listeners age 12 to 24. It used to be, a decade ago, the group listened to radio 2 hours, 45 minutes a day. In 2010, less than 90 minutes. However, what is happening is that people still are interested in radio and in talk radio, but they like to download it onto their iPod phones. People are so busy moving around that they find out about programs, they like to be able to go in and listen to them when they have the time to do so. How many times do you record a television show that you can't watch and you play it again later on and even keep files on it? We live in a world today that is moving with technology at an incredible pace. Social networking is very important, but people still like communication. Television is going through its challenges too. A lot of programs aren't getting the visibility or the views on the part of many people, because we have, my goodness, so many things to choose from, including turning off the television. So there's all of this that's going on in our world, but communication is still important. Now, this is Donna Sebo. I want to let you know our guest is coming on in just about a minute. We're going to take a break. Before we take that break, I do want to let you know about who's going to be on with you tomorrow. Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Renata Dollinger. Now, Renata is a world-renowned artist. This woman is 87 years young. She paints every day. She's got commissions waiting for her to complete them. She is an awesome woman, but her personal story is one that when I found out about it, I felt she needed to be heard by as many people as possible. Do you believe in angels? Renata knows they exist. This is a fascinating woman. So we'll be talking with her in just a minute. We're going to be talking with Rich Germain in just a minute. Monetize Your Passion is his book. We're going to take a break for just a moment. When we come back, we'll have our guest and a fun interview for you about how you can make money doing what you really love best. Donna Sebo here. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Rio. I'm the author of the cutting-edge book, Hooked on Raw. I want to give you and your loved ones the gift of optimum health. So when you order my book, Hooked on Raw, which has over 350 delicious, healthy recipes, I'll include my new DVD, What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, for a half price. Just go to my website, rawfoodinfo.com, and click on Holiday Special. That's rawfoodinfo.com. Click on Holiday Special.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back, and we have my guest, Rich Germain. We're going to be talking about his book, Monetize Your Passion, Follow Your Heart, and Create Life's Ultimate Win-Win-Win. Rich, welcome to the show.
Donna, thank you for having me here. I'm excited.
Well, so am I. I really like to quote in your book by Steve Jobs. It's, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. I don't know of anyone at this moment. I'm sure there are people that haven't a clue about what they really, really, really enjoy doing. But almost anyone I talk with, if you ask, what is it you love in your life the most? Bingo, they'll come up with something.
That's right.
Why do you think it is so tough, Rich, for us to make it okay to really go for what we love?
That's such a great question. I think a lot of it, I really think it boils down to programming. I love that I didn't know you were going to ask me that question. It's such a good one. I really think that we are programmed. I mean, here's the way I've always looked at life. One of the things that I love to do, in fact, I just did it right before being here with you, was I went down to the beach. And I love going down to the main area of the beach, and I love watching. There's a little playground, and there's always little babies running around. And I love watching the babies because these are little kids that are just these little balls of joy in life. They don't have the fears and the doubts and the worries and the anxieties that we are programmed to have as we get older. So I think we're born in this natural state of joy, and we get programmed out of that state, and we're afraid. We are literally afraid to go live our passion. We are afraid to, you know, be different than everybody else. We're programmed by society and whatnot just to live a certain way. And I just saw an opportunity where I just felt people were ready to go beyond the norm, especially with what's going on in the world and the economy, and people realize, hey, life's too short. I got to take ownership of this or I'm going to miss the boat. And there's just so many opportunities out there for people to not only discover what they love, but to turn it into a business that'll fund the life of their dreams. And I don't think it gets much better than that.
I agree. What do you think about the teamwork process in going for your dream? And I'll use me as an example. There, when I found out years ago that, for example, broadcasting for me is just such a joy. I cannot tell you how much I just absolutely love it. Whether it's radio, television, doesn't make any difference. I just love it. I love what I do, plus some other things. But when I started in it, when I tried to go to the traditional format of go find a job in the industry, blah, 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 it didn't work.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone that is trying to do this, no matter what their professional area of passion might be, they're trying to do this, and they're saying, but I'm not getting any open doors.
So one of the things that is really a focus of my work as not only an author but a coach is that I help people to shift from what I call a work style into a lifestyle. Most people have a work style. And a work style is basically you wake up in the morning, you go to a job that you probably don't like. Most people, if you really look at it, don't really love what they do. So you go to a job that you don't like. You work with people you'd rather not work with. You work for a boss you'd rather not work for, and it's stressful. Mm-hmm. Then you go home at night, and you bring that stress and tension home into your family life. So as a result, you're probably not fully present with your family, loved ones, whoever you're with at night. Then you go to sleep, and you probably have nightmares all night because your life isn't working for you. Then you wake up in the morning, and what do? You repeat the process. This is a classic work style. This is what most people do. What I want is to help people to shift out of that into a lifestyle, and a lifestyle does many things for you. Number one, it affords you the time to really focus on what is most important to you, things beyond career. You know, career and money are important, but I'm all about helping people enrich their spiritual lives, their relationships, their health, you know, the things that truly matter in life beyond just money. And the other thing that a lifestyle does, to your point, is that you don't have to wait for doors to open. You know, when I started my own business, I didn't apply for a job or wait for a door to open. I just made it happen. And this is what I'm helping so many people do through this book, through this concept, is you don't need a door to open. Anybody, through technology, if you've got some passion and an internet connection in today's world, you can do what you do. You can start a radio show. You can be a coach. You can be an author. You can be whatever you want. It just requires some courage, some passion, and definitely a system, a formula to follow. And it's all out there for people. It's really not that complicated. You just need some courage, I think, to really put yourself out there.
You talk about social networking quite a bit in your book. You say it's a new world, new rules. Boy, is
That's right.
That ever the truth. Now, for someone to keep up with this, it is almost nightmarish. I mean, people say, do you know how much time I have to do with emails? I was just talking about this yesterday with a guest. So there are ways that we can learn how to be efficient about technology. But when you start looking at these new rules, how can we overcome the feeling of, if I have to do anything else, I am going to absolutely have a tantrum?
So one of the things that I talk about is how you got to get to the point where you focus on what you love to do and what will make the biggest impact for other people, and hopefully those are the same thing. And you got to learn to outsource and delegate everything else. Because the truth is, if you get too sucked into technology and social media and emails and stuff, there's just not enough hours in the day. So for me, I created something that I call the four C's. And the idea is that I spend all of my work time doing the four C's, and everything else I delegate to my team. You talked about teamwork before, so I delegate it. So the four C's are coach, which is really at the core, even more than an author, I'm a coach. I've been coaching for, since 1999. So I like to be coaching people. Number two, I like to be creating. I love writing my book. I love creating products. I just love being in creative mode. The third thing is communicate. So being on a radio show like this, getting to communicate with the world, or via social media, communicating with people, or communicating with my clients. So communication is important. And then for me, the fourth C is chill. I live on the beach here in Southern California, and I like to chill on the beach as often as possible, and that's my time to recharge, refresh, regenerate. So those are the four things I'm doing most of the time. Everything beyond that, for the most part, you got to have a team around you of people that can support you and delegate, you know, technology and things like that. I barely know how to turn on my computer, and so the technology pieces of the business, I have people that kind of handle that for me, or else I would go nuts.
All right, let me throw a question at you that I'm sure is in the mind of some of my listeners.
Yes.
I can delegate, but my pockets are empty. What
Great
do
question.
I do?
So in the book, I talk about how there's three hurdles to success. So the idea is, let's say you have a great passion and you're energized and you want to turn that into a business and create financial freedom. There's three things that typically will stop people. The first is a lack of belief. And the first half of my book really deals with how people just don't believe in themselves and how they can overcome that. The second hurdle is what you said. It's time and money. As in, I don't have enough time to do this, or I don't have the money to start a business. I'll come right back to that. The third hurdle is they just don't know how. And that's really what the book is focused on, the A to Z steps of how people can turn that passion into a business. Your question was on money. Here's, to me, the beautiful thing about an online business. Does it take money to build a website and get on social media and to do all these things? Yes. But compared to if you were to go out and let's say your passion was you wanted to open a shoe store or something, to go out and either buy a building or rent an office and hire a staff and utilities and all the things involved with that and inventory, all these things of starting a quote-unquote regular business versus an online business, it's you can't even compare the two. So what I've found, and I've worked with many, many people on this, if someone, even if they're in financial straits, if they have a passion and they can see how they can build an online business, I've yet to see anybody not be able to drum up the money to get rolling. Because the truth is, it does not cost, in the scheme of things, a lot of money compared to a real business to start a business online, which is really the focus of what I teach people to do. So the idea is this, if your commitment level is strong enough, you're not going to let something like, you know what, I don't have the money to start this business stop you. If someone says to me, I don't have the money, I don't talk about how they can get the money. I talk about their commitment level because it shows me they're just not super committed, dedicated, or devoted to making their passion real and really going out and making the impact that they're here to make. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does to a certain degree. If you had someone that really had the passion, they've put that in there. They've demonstrated their passion. They're very, very good at it. But they have still not been able to generate the dollars. They're going to end up having to close their doors.
I've yet to see that happen. If someone's that passionate and good at it, they'll find a way, beg, borrow, steal to get the money to get rolling. And that's the beauty. Once you have it up and rolling, there's such a limited expense. When I look at the expenses of running my business, it is so nominal compared to if I owned a big company and whatnot. So again, I would hate anyone to use money as an excuse to not follow their heart and really do what they love.
You have in here a question. What would a perfect day look like for you? And you have talked about how for you going down to the beach, you live in an area that makes it convenient for you. You go down to the beach. You have a team that you work with, which I agree. I think that is the best way to do this, is to have a team that's going to assist you. And when you are in the throes of this activity and you're trying to think things out, sometimes people might say, well, I want to have enough money where maybe I only want to work 3 months out of the year.
Yes.
So what do you say to them? There are honestly people. I've known people that say, I only want to work 6 months a year and the rest of the time I want to be able to do whatever I want to do. And that sounds wonderful, but you're still going to have to work. There's no such thing. I'm sorry. I can't. there's no shortcuts here. There's still going to have to be work. There's no magic wand. That's my bias. I have listened to so much hype from so many people for so many years, and I go, give me a break. There's going to be work here.
Yeah, no doubt. In fact, so many thoughts come to mind. One of the things I've been talking about nonstop with my audience is how exactly what you just said. I think a lot of people, Donna, over the last several years, have been let down by things like the law of attraction that say, just put your focus on what you want and then, you know, do nothing and it will show up. At least that's how they heard it, and then it just didn't work for people and they got a little disillusioned. I've been saying for years, and even more so lately, exactly what you said. You gotta work. You gotta work. You gotta work. So to build your business, it takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. There's no doubt about it. But I will say this. Once you get it up and running to a certain point, and it all depends on your goals of how big you want to build it, once you can stabilize your business, you have a lot of freedom. I mean, I just calculated for myself just a couple days ago. It's funny you're asking this. Just a couple days ago, I was looking at how much do I actually work? Like how many hours do I put in where I'm doing, you know, my coaching, my, you know, emailing and maintenance of my business? And I figured it out to be about 20 hours a week. And right now, that's kind of where I'm at. That's what I want to do. I have other projects and things that I work on. So once you get it to a certain point, you can work as little or as much as you want. And the beauty of having an online business and technology today, I could work my business anywhere. I can get an internet connection and a telephone connection. I can be anywhere. This, to me, is freedom, which is ultimately what we want. This is a lifestyle versus a work style where you have to go to a job. But you are 100% right. The last thing I want to do, and I personally feel there's a lot of people out there in the personal development world that are selling a line to your point that you don't, oh, you know, buy this and you don't have to work hard. Buy my product and, you know, it's easy, you don't have to work hard. The world doesn't work that way, and I think people realize that. So it took me 2.5 years of working my you-know-what off every day really hard to get to the point where I can work a lot less and have that mobility. But you're 100% right. You just don't get there overnight. It's just not realistic.
Right, and I'll just point out a bit of information. Lottery winners, people will have a dream. Who doesn't that buys a lottery ticket? Maybe
right.
This will be the one, and maybe I'll get these millions of dollars. That's wonderful. But when they've traced how people have dealt with that money, most of them have ended up being broke. If they were broke to begin with, they were broke after just a short period of time because there was one component that, actually, there's more than one, but the primary one is discipline. And you have a wonderful quote. You said people think Luciano Pavarotti, the very famous opera singer, he said, people think I'm disciplined. It's not discipline, it's devotion. But I have to say discipline counts because you cannot be a fine singer without being willing to go in. And that's where the devotion comes in. We're taking a circle here. If you win a lottery ticket, if you don't know how to work with money, somebody else is going to come along, give you all these fancy dancy dances and deals, and you're going to end up with nothing.
Yes.
You're going to end up right at the back. But if you are like Luciano Pavarotti, you are someone like you or anyone that is doing what they really, really love to do, and they have a passion for it, and they're really there, at one point, there is going to be that breakthrough. And how it comes about, when it comes about, we're not always able to tell. But it is that passion. He used the word devotion. I use the word passion. It's like it's something that you are happy to live, to eat, to breathe. It's just there inside of you. It's a driving force, but it takes discipline, the big D.
And the beauty is because it's your passion, it's not work. One of the things I always say is that I want people to be at the point where the line between work and play ceases to exist. Because you're just doing what you love all the time. Like to be here with you now on this interview, this is not work. This is play. This is fun. We're both doing what we love. We could spend hours doing this, I'm sure, because it is our passion. And this is why I wrote a book on passion, is because I just looked around at the world and saw the vast majority of people, they don't like what they do. They're not happy. They're not in fulfilling relationships. They're not healthy. They're falling apart. And I believe this is a big reason, is they're not loving what they do. The secret of life is enjoying the passage of time. If you don't enjoy what you do, you're in trouble.
Paul Harvey, when he was in his 70s, was asked when he was going to retire, and he said, why would I retire when I'm doing something I love so much? To him, his work was love. And Alistair Cook, who was a phenomenal person. Again, these are broadcasting personalities, but he passed away. He was 95, something like this. And it was just 2 weeks before he passed away when he retired.
That's right.
Everybody around him knew when he stopped doing his writing, when he stopped doing his broadcasting, he wouldn't be around for much longer, and that's exactly what happened. You see it in all kinds of professions, and I think one of the fallacies that culturally has been implanted, and this goes way back into the 40s, it's as if you reach a certain age, you're supposed to, that's it, you're supposed to retire, get an RV or something, and just travel around whatever with a dog and
right.
suck up gasoline fumes, I guess. But regardless, it just isn't reality. The most productive people I've ever known, I don't care how old they get, they are active.
Yes.
They are active. They are alive. And yet I'll meet 30-year-olds and they'll say, I'm going to retire. I'm going to, excuse me, you're a 30-year-old? I had one client come to me. The guy was ready to commit suicide. He was 38 years of age. He had had a goal of becoming a multimillionaire. He reached that goal. He was successful. He had the beautiful house, everything else. How he had done it was in construction work. This guy was brilliant at how he worked with people, how he got jobs done. He was superb. He was ready to kill himself. He came to me for a counseling session. I said, forget killing yourself. Go out and go get your hands dirty. Get back to work. And he looked at me. He said, do you know, man, how many thousands of dollars I've spent on a psychiatrist? And in 5 minutes, you tell me what to do? I said, don't be ridiculous. You're 38 years young. You're too young. You're bored out of your mind.
Yes.
And no one had said that to him. No one. No one had said, go back out and go to work. I think that life is meant to be lived. And you have made a number of comments, and one of them in your book that I really like. And I think it is vitally important. It's to take 100% responsibility for who you are, where you are, what's going on in your life. You perhaps didn't go out and ask to be hit by a Mack truck. I'm not saying that. But we have to accept our responsibility, period. Why is that so tough? Why do you think people feel like they're entitled?
That is a great question. Yeah, I talk about how people are under a great deal of stress. And the reason we have stress in our lives is what you just said. We're not taking 100% responsibility. And it's a lot easier to blame everybody else. It's a lot easier to blame the government and the economy and this and that and our family and our upbringing. But then we're taking the responsibility away from us and we lose all of our power. So why is it hard? Because people don't really want to look in the mirror. They don't want to deal with their reality. They don't want to deal with it. It's a lot easier to numb ourselves. We live in a country here in the U.S., where last year over 115 million prescriptions were written for antidepressants. We numb ourselves with drugs, with alcohol, food's probably the biggest, sex, relationships, drama, anything we can, Donna, but look in the mirror and mm-hmm. take responsibility. It's too hard for I honestly, I don't belittle this conversation because it's not easy to do. When people really are forced to look in the mirror and deal with their imperfections and their humanity, it's very hard. One of the things that I work with people is I coach them on emotional healing, helping people to heal emotionally from their wounds. It's the hardest work anybody could ever do in their lives. Let's not sugarcoat it. To me, it's a lot easier. I understand why people numb themselves with reality TV and these things. It's not easy to deal with reality and to take responsibility.
Yes, it's not easy. When you look at certain things, you go, wow, aren't they lucky? And you go, excuse me, do you know what's going on in this life? Do you know that a lot of this stuff that's on television is faked?
Yeah, like all of it.
I mean, it is fake. It's not real. You want to get a taste of reality, walk into a children's hospital, walk into a retirement home, walk into situations where people are battling just to survive. I mean, there is that reality out there, but I'm not saying that to make it a downer. It's be aware. This is life. This
That's
is
right.
life. This is what goes on. And your talents, whatever you're born with, you can make it better. I love your little comment about the guru is dead. Meet the new ru. The new ru. What's a new ru?
So it's kind of what I said before. There's so many. I hope no one takes offense to this. I've had many great teachers in my life, and I just think when you look at a lot of the great teachers out there today, they're how do I say this nicely? Like maybe their day has passed, and I kind of feel that the world is ready for a new wave of guru, hence the word nuru. And these are people that are living life's ultimate win-win-win that I talk about in the book, meaning that they're spending their time doing what they love. They're financially free. They're happy. They're making an impact. They're making a difference in the world. So a nuru is just kind of a young wave of energy, just bringing a new energy into this world that we live in. Because the truth is the world has gotten hard for people. And to me, the nuru is the guy that doesn't sugarcoat what reality is. And doesn't sell you something saying, oh, this will be easy. Just take this and all your problems will go away. You know, the nuru is the person that's willing to look in the mirror and take that responsibility. So that was just kind of a play on words that I made up.
Now, you have a website that is listed in here. We're going to be giving out your website. But I was intrigued by this, meetup.com. Meetup.com. Tell us about that organization. I'd never heard of it.
Yeah, so in the book I talk about online ways to build your business, and I also talk about offline, as in going out into your own community and either joining a group or starting a group of people that have similar interests to you. So I talk about how, let's say you have a passion of anything, but whale. I don't know why I'm thinking this, whale watching. Let's say you love to go watch whales. You could go on to meetup.com and join a group of other people that love to whale watch or to scrapbook or that love music or that love spirituality and meditation, whatever it is. You go on to meetup.com and you can either start or join a group. There's millions of them in your backyard. There are groups that exist on about anything. So if you're looking to go out and maybe be a public speaker or whatnot, you can look for these meetup groups and approach them and say, hey, I'm an expert on what you guys like. Let me come out and speak to your audience. So it's a great way to get out and get, you know, for a social thing also, but also for building your business as a speaker, author, trainer, whatnot.
Well, I know we're just about out of time, Rich, and I want my audience to know, monetize your passion, following your heart and creating life's ultimate win-win-win. You have a very special program. They can go to your website, Rich Germain, which is German. That's Rich German, if you want to just get the exact spelling, .com. Rich Germain is a pronunciation. But you have something special going with a charity regarding your publication. Tell us about that.
Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up. So I made a crazy decision when the book came out a few months ago, and that was I wanted to give the book away for free to anyone in the world that wanted the book. And I did that for two reasons. Number one was I wanted people to have the information in the book. Like I said, I see so many people struggling, and they just don't have to. So the book is a really good book from that standpoint. The other reason I gave it away, and probably the more important reason, is that I do have my own charity that's called the Gen Y Fund, as in Generation Y. And Generation Y, I decided last year that I wanted to support a charity through my business. And I made a decision that I wanted to support homeless children here in the United States. I see so many people doing so many great things for charities around the world, which is awesome, don't get me wrong, but I did a lot of research and I discovered that right here in the United States of America, the wealthiest country in the world, there's over 1.6 million homeless children. In your state, it's a major problem just like here in California. 1.6 million homeless kids. I live in Orange County, California, the wealthiest county in the country. There's 22,000 homeless kids within 10 minutes of me right here. So it's this massive problem. And I didn't see where there was a whole bunch going on to correct this problem. So I started a charity, and we're actually making a full feature documentary film. And our plan is to create like an Academy Award winning quality, awesome, massive exposure film that will not only bring a massive awareness to the problem of child homelessness, but create real solutions. So since the book has been released, we've given away over 30,000 copies. We've raised well over $30,000 for the charity, and it's just the beginning of something that, to me, will be a lifelong quest to really help end the problem of youth homelessness here in the U.S.
Well, that is just awesome. Rich Germain has been my guest. His book, Monetize Your Passion. Now go to his website, You can get a free book. He also has this fabulous charity that he has set up, this fund, the GenYFund.com. And if you want to donate to it, that's wonderful, but it's money that comes into the United States, it stays in the United States, helping those kids that really need some assistance. Rich, it's been wonderful. Thank you very much for being my guest. I'm so glad we connected, and keep on doing what you're doing. It's just great.
You too, Donna. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. This is Donna Sebo. Don't forget, check out his website, richgermain.com. Also, genyfund.com. But you can get a free book. Go for it. richgermain.com. Monetize your passion. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Rio, host of the Hooked on Raw radio show on rawenergyradio.com. If you're interested in the raw and living food lifestyle, along with the real story of what's happening to our health freedoms, and you don't mind a little controversy, listen to my radio show and podcasts on rawenergyradio.com. Each week, we interview guests and cover topics you won't hear on mainstream radio. Get informed, healthy, and involved. rawenergyradio.com.
Some real good information there. When I was telling you about Renata, who's going to be on with me tomorrow, this is a woman that has the passion for painting, and you're going to find out her story. So if you know of anyone that is of the artistic spirit and they think, gee whiz, they can't make a living, let me tell you, you can. And there are so many wonderful things that you can do for yourself. Now, we're going to have Renata tomorrow. Then on Thursday, we're going to be talking about the rice diet. You know what? I really don't like the word diet. I never have. When I got this book, I thought, oh, good grief, another one, but it's not a diet. It really isn't. It is a wonderful program for food that patterning that is really quite good. And Kitty Rosati is going to be my guest. We're going to be talking with her, and she's going to share some wonderful information with us. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Judith Joyce, The Wiser Guide to the Paranormal. That is what we are going to be talking about, is some spooky stuff on Friday. So be sure and tell your friends. And don't forget, all of the guests are listed up on bbsradio.com, Station 1. Just go to Show Information, The Donna Sebo Show, and you'll find out about all these wonderful, wonderful people that are doing whatever they can to make this world a better place. And if you get depressed by listening to the news, hey, tune into my show. You're not going to be depressed for very long. No way. You're going to find out there's more than one way to skin that chicken in your life, whatever it might be, and redo things in a different way. Okay, I want to give a few things here because I know we're sort of short on time. If you want to give me a quick buzz, 888-815-9756. That's the toll-free number if you want to call in. All right, let's see. We had talked about Chinese astrology and what's in store for you in this new year. Yes, well. Let's see. We talked about rabbits, dragons, snakes, horses, sheep. Did we get to the monkeys? Oh, no, we didn't. Well, let's see. Who's in the monkey category? If you were born in 1932, 44, 56, 68, 80, 92, or 2004, you're one of the monkeys. Okay. You've got a good sense of humor. Yes, if you're under the sign of the monkey, a good sense of humor, and you're artistic. You are creative. You love making things happen. You love to do fancy things with food. And if there is a way to make a profit, zoom. You're right there. You really like to work with money. And you know what? Whatever you set your mind to, you're going to be able to accomplish. Now, this is what the monkeys are going to have to pay attention to this year. You need to have play as well as work. That's not always so easy to do, is it? Now, you're going to be busy, but you need to be able to have fun. And if you can, delegate out some of the responsibilities you have so that you have a little bit more free time. And that takes planning, but you can do it. So that's for the sign of the monkey. Now, what about those of you that are roosters? Well, let's see. That's 33, 45, 57, 69, 81, 93, or 2005. And if you're in any of those years, hey, you're a natural-born teacher. You know what? You can teach just about anything, and it doesn't take you long to learn. And you're also very, very forthright in the way you present your opinions, your attitudes, and the entrepreneurial spirit is within you. That is something you could no more get rid of than a man in the moon. Now, what's ahead for you this year of 2011? Apparently quite a profitable one. You're going to be working with money in a smarter, better way, and you're going to be able to take care of yourself and perhaps help some others to do the same for themselves. No, so don't think that if you've been going through a rough time, that you're staying in that low level. You are going to be able to make it. You're going to be able to do good things for yourself, and it's going to roll along and benefit others as well. And last but not least, let's talk about those of you that are in the year of the dog. Now, that is 1934, 46, 58, 70, 82, 94, or 2006. If you're born under the sign of the dog, you are so selfless. I mean, you really almost have to be very alert to the fact that you'd give your shirt off your back to just about anybody, but sometimes that's not always the smartest thing to do. You have such an empathy with people, and you are an outstanding listener. And boy, when it comes to friendship, you're as loyal as one can be. Now, romance. For those of you that might be seeking it, if you're under the sign of the dog, by golly, this seems to be a red-hot year for you, and you're going to find that if you are wanting to really get involved in something that is a passion for you, this is the year to start making it happen for yourself. It's absolutely terrific. Well, we've got three more signs to go through. That's the pig, the rat, and the ox. Yes, and so we'll be taking care of those probably tomorrow or the next day, but we'll get the rest of those for the astrological forecast for the years. Oh, now I've got to tell you, in March, I am making a special appearance. I know we're just about out of time. The Northwest Women's Show is coming up March 4th, 5th, and 6th. I'm going to be hosting a women's forum on Friday the 4th, 6 dynamic speakers, health, wellness, your legal rights, if you have gone through domestic violence, if you've got juveniles that are experiencing problems, we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about animals, how you can communicate with them, how you can take care of them. We've got so many wonderful people. And now this is in the Pacific Northwest. It is going to be held at the Quest Event Center, Convention Center. And you can find out all the information about the Northwest Women's Show, and that is available to you right now on northwestwomenshow.com. You can find out all of the talk costs for the tickets, everything else. I'm going to be in booth number 407, and I will be speaking on Saturday and Sunday, Saturday at 1:30, Sunday at 1 o'clock, about the psychic mind and you. Well, we're out of time here. This is Donna Sebo. Remember, always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You have got a life that has been given to you, and I encourage you to reach for the stars, not the moon. Reach further than that, because you've got it in you. After all, you're pretty special, I think. And I'm so glad you were able to join me today. Donna Sebo here. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.